You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Alright, it's time for another Rewards Canada podcast. Welcome to episode 68, and this episode is our first ever Clash of the Credit Cards. What is Clash of the Credit Cards? It is our credit card showdown rebranded to be unique. You might be wondering, what do you mean unique? Well, back in 2012, we published our very first credit card showdown on the website. And since then, we've only done a couple more. However, the terminology credit card showdown is now being used by several other websites and blogs, including the Points Guy. You know, huge guy down in the States. And while it might be good for our SEO if we kept that terminology in terms of rankings on Google and all that, I don't really play that way. You know, Rewards Canada, we've always tried to be unique and do things differently, be the first to do things. So that is why we've moving away from credit card showdown. Even though we were one of, if not the first to use credit card showdown, I think there's even some other sites using it, I'd rather be different. So I tossed around several different other options, Googled those things, and a lot of them are being used. But I haven't seen anybody use Clash yet. So here we go with Clash of the Credit Cards, which of course is based on the 1981 film Clash of the Titans starring Harry Hamlin. I saw that in the early 80s. I don't remember much of the film, actually anything of the film, because I was pretty young when that came out. But you know, too much information for you there, you don't need to know that. Anyways, let's get on with this first Clash of the Credit Cards podcast. So right now, in this first Clash of the Cards, we're going to take a look at all of the limited time 10% cash back offers that are now available in our market. Many of Canada's banks have told us explicitly that their focus for our market right now are cashback credit cards, since there's little to no travel happening. Those card products have been put on the back burner, and they've really focused on those cashback cards. Right now, there's quite a few 10% cashback offers out in the market, but there's really four to really look out for, because their 10% bonus or welcome offer is on all spending, not on select categories, but on all of them. And those cards are the BMO Cashback World Elite MasterCard, the CIBC Dividend Visa Infinite Card, the Scotia Momentum Visa Infinite Card, and the TD Cashback Visa Infinite Card. So you see we have three Visa Infinites and one World Elite clashing it out in this duel that we have going on. And the other thing that all of these cards also offer is a waiver on the first year annual fee for the primary card. But three out of the four actually include additional card waivers. So if we kind of quickly look at it, you know, that 10% cash back that's being offered, it's equal across the board for all four cards. BMO, CIBC, TD, Scotia, they're giving you 10% back on your first $2,000 in spending. So that means $200 cash back. BMO, TD, Scotia are offering it for the first 3 months, whereas CIBC is the winner in this category by offering it for the first four statement periods. So you get a little longer period to spend that $2,000. In terms of the annual fee, we've already mentioned, it's waived on the primary card across the board on all four cards. However, BMO is only on that primary card. The other three have additional cards. CIBC says up to three additional cards they'll waive the fee. TD is going to waive it on your first one. Scotia doesn't even say, they just say additional cards. So it sounds like Scotia can get, you know, the maximum amount of cards you can get on that and not pay any fees. So in this case, if I was to pick a winner just for that category for annual fee, we'd have to go with Scotia. But really, it's kind of, you know, between CIBC, TD, Scotia, they're all kind of very similar there, because you do get at least first additional card free on top of the primary card being free. And then what about after that 10% earn rate? You have your after earn rate or your basic earn rates on the card standard. BMO stands out, or doesn't stand out, but I guess it's different than the other cards because they're a flat 1.5% on all spending. No category bonuses, nothing like that. Just 1.5% across the board. They made it easy and simple. CIBC offers 4% cash back on eligible gas and grocery purchases, 2% on Tim Hortons and TELUS purchases, 1% cash back on all other purchases. TD, on their side, they have 3% on grocery and gas purchases, as well as regularly recurring bill payments, and then everything else is 1%. Scotia jumps up to 4% like CIBC. They have it on recurring bill payments and grocery store purchases, offer 2% on gas station and daily transit purchases, and then 1% on everything back. Now, one thing you have to know is that on the BMO card, yeah, it's 1.5% on all, very simple, but there's no limit. Doesn't matter how much you spend on a card, you're going to get 1.5% on all your spending. Whereas the other cards on those category bonuses of 4%, 3%, 2%, there is caps on those. So CIBC is $20,000 combined on that 4% and 2% for all those categories, whereas TD is $15,000 per category, so $15,000 on groceries, $15,000 on gas, and $15,000 on recurring bill payments, so a total of $45,000, whereas Scotia is $25,000 on their 4% and 2% category. So if we kind of lump this all together and look at, you know, unlimited cash back, BMO may look like it's a winner, but when you, if you add in, you know, a lot of us are all just buying groceries and that right now, that 4%, even though it's capped for at 15 for TD or possibly 20 for CIBC, depending on how your other mix goes with these cards, in terms of, like Tim Hortons, TELUS, gas and all that, you can earn a bit more than the BMO card. So if I was kind of to pick a winner on the after earn rate, I think we'd have to go with Scotia. TD is very close, but, and I'll explain this a little bit afterwards, because we do actually do a little bit more of a spend comparison. And the other main category we kind of look at right now in this clash is the cash out period. You know, you may recall we've discussed on the website a feature called Rewards Canada's liquidity. We look at the liquidity of cash back cards, like how soon can you cash out with your cash back? And this is kind of split into two categories for these four cards. There's quick access cashback or long-term access to cashback. And so what that means is the long-term, and that's CIBC and Scotia, they only let you cash out once per year. So your cashback rewards just add up. So if you're looking to reap the rewards quicker, those are not the cards for you. You want to look at BMO, which is $1. So if you have $1 in cashback rewards, you can cash out. TD is $25, which is, you know, a bit more than that $1, but still very, you know, reasonable to hit. Yeah, I think you could probably be cashing out every few weeks or at least once a month with TD. So really in that category, obviously the winner is BMO, because cash out at $1 is so easy. And then you might be asking, well, there's other cards out there with some 10% offers. And there are, you know, you have the Laurentian Bank Visa Infinite card, Manulife Money Plus Visa Infinite, and even Simply, their credit card, they're 10%, but they're limited to select spending categories and not all the spending like these big four banks. So we kind of just put them off to the side and didn't include them in this clash. And speaking of that liquidity feature, if you want to check it out, it's rewardscanada.ca/liquidity. And you'll see a whole list of all the cashback cards and even travel points cards that have cash back or cash equivalent options. And it kind of gives you an idea how much you have to spend, what that minimum cash out rate is, and how often you're allowed to cash out, because it does vary by all the cards. That does not fall into the different categories. And, you know, I'll have this chart on our podcast page so you can take a better look at it to see the numbers, how they broke down. But after all that, in a year, the BMO card would earn $787.50. So that comes in fourth place. The TD card is $1,075. CIBC's $1,125, and Scotia came out on top at $1,175. And like I said, I'll have this on our podcast page so you can see a breakdown, but the Momentum Visa did come out on top. And you can see that the BMO lags quite a distance back from the other three cards. So you can see that those category multipliers, that even though they're capped on these cards, they do make a difference in your earning. But what you'll have to take into consideration is that, yeah, if I don't spend a lot on groceries or gas or those category bonuses, then you might want to shift over to that BMO card, because the BMO card in the other category comes out ahead, because of course every other card is 1%, whereas this one is 1.5%. And even it's even ahead in some of the other categories where there are category bonuses, because say you did spend $20,000 on grocery, well, on CIBC, you're only going to earn 1% on all the other category bonuses because that $20,000 is the cap for all the categories combined. So that's something to take into consideration. But know that, yes, in terms of a quick cashback comparison, Scotia was on top, followed closely by CIBC and TD, and BMO was a little bit further behind. I'm not going to go into too much detail on the card's insurance and benefits packages, but know that the BMO card does feature 180-day purchase protection versus the other card's 90 days. And it also has complimentary membership in MasterCard Airport Experiences, which is an airport lounge access program. I know that doesn't mean much right now, but perhaps in the future when you're really ready to travel again, that does provide your annual membership fee, kind of like Priority Pass. You can consider that at like a $99 value per year that's included on the card. In terms of other insurances, they're pretty equivalent across the board on the cards, but CIBC and Scotia do have better out-of-province medical coverage than the other two cards. So that's another thing to consider if you're really thinking, like if you don't have a travel card in your wallet that provides a lot of good insurance benefits and you are taking these into account. Because I know a lot of people get cashback cards and aren't worried about the insurance and benefits. They're really just getting it for the cash back and carry a different card to cover all their benefits and insurance on the travel side. Now that we've covered all the details and even did a spend comparison, you may be wondering, well, you know, you've gone over all these details, who's the winner of the clash? And I really think it comes down to splitting it into two categories, the quick access to cashback category and then the once per year access with one winner in each, but I'll also pick an overall winner. Stay tuned for that. Ultimately, it is for you as a consumer to determine when you want your cash back. So is it that quick one or is it the long term? So the two cards that clash it out for the long term, so once per year cash back, would be the Scotia Momentum Visa Infinite card and the CIBC Dividend Visa Infinite card. In that category, Scotiabank is the winner once per year, mainly because it earned the most cash back. And then on the quick access side, you were comparing the TD Cashback Visa Infinite versus the BMO Cashback World Elite MasterCard. Winner there, shouldn't come as a surprise, is TD. Why? Well, because it earned quite a bit more cash back than the BMO card. Sure, the BMO card gives you access to that $1 right away if you want a reward. TD's not that far off to get to that $25 level. Again, like I was saying before, the BMO card, if you're going to be spending a lot in those non-category bonus areas, then BMO has all the other cards beat. But when we're looking kind of at the bigger picture, yeah, TD is the better route to go on that quick access side. So like I said, you as a consumer, you need to choose. Are you fine with getting cash back once per year? If so, go the Scotia route as you'll earn slightly more cash back than all the other cards. However, if you want easier access to your cash back, TD is the way to go because you'll still earn pretty close to the same amount of cash back and you have really quick access to it. Now you may ask, what is the winner? And I will say that for me to pick an overall winner of this first ever Clash of the Cards podcast, it would be the TD Cashback Visa Infinite card. And it's primarily due to that easy access to your cash and the fact that its cashback rewards aren't very far off from those once per year cards. You can cash out with that $25. It's not far off from Scotia and CIBC. And I feel that slight difference, even though it's a little bit lower, is made up by having that money in your pocket sooner than later. I think, we always say in the rewards industry that a mile earned today is not worth a mile earned tomorrow. And I could say the same thing about cashback, that if you can get your cashback rewards today versus 8 months from now, it's worth more to you right now. So that is why I think that the TD Cashback Visa Infinite card is our winner of the first clash of the credit cards. That's basically all I have to say for this episode. Hope you enjoyed this first clash of the credit cards. You know, we're going to have more clashes hopefully coming soon on the podcast and on the website. I like the website ones because you can get the charts beside each other, compare everything on the cards. I mean, this one, like I said, well, on the podcast page, we'll put up the spend comparison and then have links to the cards. You can check it all out. And like I said, so if you want more details on this podcast, a look at that cashback comparison, a link to these cards and everything, please visit rewardscanada.ca/podcast. Until next time, stay safe, and happy spending.